I'm here with Neil Morris. Neil, last Sunday's event saw the unveiling of the new shirt. Tell us a little bit about where the design came from for that.
The design, or what happened at the karaoke evening, because all I can remember is that man doing Delilah, which completely has blotted out my mind of shirt designs and exactly what's gone on. No, truthfully, we last year designed a shirt for New Year's Eve, which was a special shirt. The company designed it for us. Radsheep then obviously went off to the main sort of awards that they do for design and sports shirts and printing. And we were very, very surprised to hear 2 days later that our shirt won the gold award at the exhibition. Because of that, we decided to take that shirt, dismantle it slightly, alter the design, and come back with something a little bit retro for both home and away. We had a lot of feedback from supporters saying that they loved the design, but they were really sad they couldn't buy one. So what we've now got is we've got last year's New Year's Eve shirt, which there are probably only 16 of, which are very, very different. And then we've got this retro style that's taken from that for home and away. And I actually quite like it. And, you know, I know there's a few people said, well, but all the other hockey teams have their logos on the front and their sponsors. Well, you know, we've got to be different in Manchester. We've got to lead the way, and that isn't being rude to other clubs. I think we've done it for a long while, and I think we should carry on doing it.
You made reference there to the karaoke event on Sunday. Was that a bit of a baptism of fire for the new players in attendance?
I'm just, you know, really scared that, you know, I talk to Tony tomorrow, and we do our sort of every 3 or 4 days we do a roundup together, and I'm just really scared that he's going to be out looking for new Brits, because those guys looked awesomely scared.
Mostly scared, of course, by our event winner, Dave Pullen, with his rousing chorus of Delilah and his squeeze tribute at the end of the evening. Has this permanently ruined your ability to listen to music?
I've got to sort of take my hat off to everybody that got involved on Sunday. It was probably one of the best hockey events I've ever been to in the last 10 years. To say that I had sore ribs and the tears coming down my face, including everybody on the table I was sat with, was probably an understatement. I think if there was anybody there on Sunday night that didn't have a good time and didn't have a laugh, you need to put some money aside and go and see a doctor.
The next fan event coming up is going to be the Meet the Players event, which is in late August. Have we got anything special planned for that?
Well, hopefully we'll have some players for them to meet. No, of course you want something else, not just the players. I think, to be honest with you, on the evening, we're probably going to be bringing everybody up to speed with what we've done so far, what we've done off-season, get them to meet the new players, obviously unveil the new kit, make sure we've got some in stock. I think we're going to be talking about, well, Tony and I have already discussed this, we're going to be talking about the type of hockey we're going to be playing and where we see us, you know, really being active in the division this year, and really a little bit of consolidation. And I think the other thing is it's nice as well, most people turn out for that night, it's good to see old faces, you know.
You talked there about your meetings with Tony Hand and your conversations with Tony. We've still got some remaining roster spots. Is there a timetable for expected signings and announcements, or are we still kind of winging it in terms of bringing in new players?
To be honest, Richard, no, there probably isn't a timetable. I mean, you know, there are guys that we've been chasing for the last couple of weeks that, you know, are interesting and exciting and would bring an awful lot of depth and character to our club. But as I said to Tony, you know, if we sign them tomorrow, fine, we sign them tomorrow. You know, Tony's actually asked me, you know, if we sign them a week before we're due to play, will it be a problem? No, it won't be a problem. I think one of the most important things in a club, and I don't know whether many clubs can boast this, is, you know, do you have a good relationship with your coach? I don't mean for the press. Is do you have a good relationship with your coach? And the answer is, ask yourself one question before you do a final answer. Do you trust him? And I think at the end of the day, I trust Tony Hand as a player and as a coach. I think he is very capable of delivering. So far in my relationship with the guy, he's never let me down. I have an awful lot of respect for him. And therefore, without being rude, we'll do it Tony's way.
Last season, Tony brought Jason Wolfe to the Manchester Nets. This season, he's bringing ex-NHLer Scott Fankhauser. How big a signing is that?
Well, you probably all know by now, I'm not a sort of a stats person, so, you know, it's difficult for me. I mean, you know, all I've seen is some video of the guy play and looked at his resume, and obviously the things that people have written to us about what they think about him, but all those look very, very positive. And I've got to say that, you know, overall, yeah, everybody has a bad game, everybody has a superb game in the career, but this guy seems to have a lot more good games than he ever has bad. And I don't know. I think he could be very, very good for us. I know some people have already pointed out, you know, he could be the best keeper in the league. Well, you know, to be honest, it's a little bit silly because it's very premature and they don't always adapt to this country. But, you know, let's hope that Tony's picked the right man. I mean, if we give him the benefit of the doubt, he did pretty good last season, didn't he?
This season we've got the addition of experienced bench coach Davy Graham to the team. How much more of a boost is that going to be for the squad having a dedicated bench coach? Last season we had Mike Kiesman, who was unfortunately sidelined through injury, but this year we have someone with a pedigree.
Well, I think that's Tony again just strengthening up the ranks. I mean, you know, let's not put a negative on this because Mike Kiesman was a great guy, great character. I think he worked really, really hard for us. But yeah, you're right, he had a lot to learn. He was an extreme novice in the position we put him in. This guy's not a novice. He's been around a little bit without being rude. And he will bring us something to the team that we didn't have last year. And I think, you know, there's lots of small things we're doing that maybe nobody notices. But you add all those together, and I think these will make a significant difference to our team, to be honest with you.
We're talking a little bit about player recruitment, but it's not just the main team that's doing the recruitment at the moment. The ENIHL team is currently selecting their players. How far along with the selection process are we?
Well, I think, you know, I don't want to say too much because, as you know, Paul Bayliss is putting this team together and I don't want to steal his thunder, but I think Paul would probably be happy to say to you that he's probably got 70% of that squad together. He also has players earmarked. It would be wrong of me to talk of who they are because it's exactly the same as the Elite League team. You know, people try and spoil your dinner. I think we'll have a good team. I think what Paul's doing is excellent. He's trying to use this as a development team for the Phoenix, what we call a farm team. He's obviously going to try and run with a lot of youngsters. That may mean that in the first season, you know, we don't win masses of games and we don't win silverware. But the one thing I'd say to Paul Bayliss is, you know, he goes out to win. And I think Paul will end up with a good team that will win some great games. But I think he'll develop some great youngsters for us. So, yeah, I'm quite excited about that.
The Phoenix faithful have shown that they can get behind their team and really support it this past season. They've also gotten behind the juniors. Are we hoping that they're going to get behind the new team as well?
You know what? It's a strange thing, isn't it? It's sort of, it's a bit like cars. You know, not everybody buys a Citroen. Not everybody buys a Porsche. I think we've got a massive audience in Manchester. There's a lot of people have cried out for, you know, ENL in the past. I think you'll probably find that, you know, some people will watch both teams. But I think these teams will grow their own audiences. And I think we'll be successful in their own rights. I think the most important thing is we're all playing under one banner. We're all sharing the same experience. We've all got the same director of hockey driving us forward. We've all got some great coaches at every level. I think over the next couple of years, you know, Manchester's going to surprise a few people. I think we're going to be a great force to be reckoned with once again, to be honest with you.
One of the things that we also have in common with the teams is that they all share the same home barn. There was still a lot of building work to be done at the end of last season. How far along is the progress? And are we going to be ready for when the Steelers arrive at the start of September?
Well, obviously, it's not a fib. Richard, you know, there's been a lot of problems with the contractor, you know, and I think that's off record and on record. It's not been an easy project. I visited the Dome earlier this week and I believe all the new, the laundry room's finished, the main office is finished, the two party rooms have gone in, the new staff room's gone in, the new storeroom's gone in. I believe the VIP bar area is practically completed, the concessions was being started, and the steelwork was being marked out on the seating area. Now, the contractor, once again, has confirmed to us in writing and verbally that, you know, our seats will be in for the beginning of the season. It'd be wrong for me on record to say that, you know, I don't have confidence in that remark. I do. I've just had a lot of unhappy incidents with the arena, and I'm just sitting back a little bit. He promised me they'll be in. I have no reason at this point to disbelieve him. I mean, in fairness, I should be a bit fair with him in this. He has actually sent through the paperwork to show all the orders with the company that puts all the platforms in, the company that's making all the front barrier systems and stairs, the company that does the steelwork, and the company that puts all the seating in. And they've all confirmed they'll work to his schedule. So I need to be fair with him. I don't want to be rude. It's not right.
Neil Morris, thank you very much.
You're welcome.